Well, there's no sense of irony when I say this morning you're waking up to World Sleep Day, but it turns out that a lot of Australians, more than half, struggled to get a proper night's sleep. Joining us to have a chat about it is a lead registered nurse at the Banyans Health and Wellness, Trish Bowden. Trish, did you get a good night's sleep last night?
Well, I did, as a matter of fact, Andrew. Yeah, sleep's really important for all of us.
Sleep's incredibly important. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people realise this, but if you don't get any sleep for a few days, it actually severely affects your health, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely it does. It's incredibly important. Our bodies repair. They use that time while we're sleeping to repair and to rejuvenate. So, you know, it's a really critical time for all of us, and it impacts our health, both our physical and our mental health, if we don't get enough sleep. And also people with mental health issues often do struggle with sleep and can get into a bit of a vicious cycle there. So it's really important to address.
Trish, I was wondering if it's a bit of a chicken and an egg kind of thing. Does stress create bad sleep, or does bad sleep create stress?
Well, they do both feed off each other. In fact, 48% of Australians report that stress impacts their sleep. And that's a bit more so for females than males. It's really important to create a good environment and help yourself get ready for bed at night. There's a lot of things that people can actually do to help themselves with getting a good night's sleep. So, you know, allowing yourself a decent amount of time for sleep. So, you know, going to bed at midnight and knowing that you need to be up at 6 a.m. doesn't really give us a long enough time to have a decent sleep, and that will impact.
Yeah.
You know, using devices, we're all a bit guilty of this. You know, using our phones or computers, laptops, we really need to close them down about an hour before we go to bed, and to really use that time into a relaxing routine, you know, having a warm shower, doing those sorts of things to sort of get us, let us start to unwind and prepare for bed.
Trish, as somebody who does breakfast radio, I go to bed at 8 o'clock each night so I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But even still, by Thursdays, I'm usually feeling a bit worn out. But I say to myself, that's all right. Friday night, I'll be able to catch up. Do we actually really catch up with our sleep?
Well, to a certain extent, we can. But I think it's really important to understand that we need, it's different for everyone, but we need sort of 7 to 9 hours of good sleep a night if we're sort of 50 plus. And once you get a bit older, 7 to 8 hours. As you're younger, you know, you can often get away with a little bit less sleep. So, you know, younger adults can get away with 6 to 8 hours. But, yeah, it's really important to allow yourself enough time to sleep, because then if you are worried or stressed as you go to bed, you get into a bit of a ruminating thinking pattern, and then that can often accelerate and escalate, and people can feel the stress increase, and then that will really impact their ability to nod off.
Yeah, my old man was a great one for that. He would always wake up in the middle of the night and then stress about the fact that he only had a couple of extra hours to get to sleep, and then that stress would prevent him from getting that sleep that he actually needs. We need to be able to relax ourselves, don't we?
We do. And there's some things that we do, you know, often when we're really stressed out, living busy lifestyles, people will sometimes rely on a few alcoholic drinks in the evening, thinking that that helps them relax. In fact, alcohol, once you get past sort of a standard drink, it can actually end up giving you a terrible night's sleep. You may fall asleep, but you don't have very good quality sleep. So that's a bit of a misconception that people sometimes fall into. And I think the other thing is caffeine. You know, everyone loves their coffees these days, but trying to limit how much you're having it, and sort of have a time of the day where you will, you know, stop drinking or reaching for the coffee is a really good idea. And often around lunchtime is a good time to end your coffee hits.
Well, hopefully everybody gets a good night's sleep on World Sleep Day, because that is today. Trish Bowden, thank you very much for having a chat about it. Hopefully we didn't put anybody to sleep this morning.
I hope not. Thank you, Andrew. Have a lovely day.